Good morning, everybody. It's another beautiful day here on the mid-north coast. A few showers around, the sun's starting to come through. It's going to be a gorgeous day. I hope you've had a great week. Well, I've just recently read in Australia that there's a bit of a crisis going on. I know the economy's booming and coronavirus has kept down and the vaccines are starting to circulate. But in this report, I saw that in the current mental health problem of our nation, there's some people that's really struggling. Calls to helpline have just really skyrocketed, and domestic violence is raging, and suicide is rampant. Those are sad things, and I'm sure it's probably the same throughout the world. But research has shown that suicide could reach up to 4,500 people in 2021. That's up 50% over last year. So it's true. The culture really is in a mess when it comes to mental health. So let me ask you a question. What can you and I say to someone who is struggling to help them through? Well, some just might say, well, I just tell them, trust God. Well, in most cases, you're wasting your time. They don't want to hear, just trust God. They've got to see some reasons. Perhaps some of us might just listen to them and hear their story and then tell them the reason for the hope that is within us. And that's a great idea. But still, there might be some people who say, I'm really not in a place right now to encourage anyone. You see, many may find themselves right there, and you may not have an answer for anyone. So what does the world need to hear from you and me today? What can we say? What can we do that would be an encouragement to them if they seek our advice? Well, we know it's all about Jesus. It really is about Jesus and our hope that is in Him. That's changed many lives. But seriously, can we explain our hope in Jesus so that people will want to listen to what we have to say? Well, today, I want you to go with me to the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 4, and see if we can get some insight from the Apostle Paul on how we should present ourselves so people just might want to listen. But first, let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you, Lord, for the day. Thank you for the beauty of the day. Thank you for the hope that is in Jesus. Thank you for the blessings that you have allowed us to experience. Now, Father, we need some instruction on how to be an encouragement to those people who just might be struggling in our day. Lord, we ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, now let's go to verses 1 through 6 of Philippians 4. Let's see if we can find something to help us out today. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. I entreat Euodia, and I entreat Syntyche, to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose name are in the book of life. Then he goes on to say, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Right off the bat, the Apostle Paul tells his audience to stand firm in the things that he's talking about. There's a lot of different people have different ideas about standing firm, but today, let's let the Apostle Paul, the one who is responsible for instructing the church, let him tell us the things to stand firm in. Well, here's the first one. First thing he tells his people that he's talking with to help two ladies who are arguing to start getting along. Why would he do that? Why would he tell two ladies to stop arguing? It's because division never, ever brings peace and stability. It always brings tension and confusion. And the church has been fighting each other for so long, we've lost our influences. So folks, remove the tension, stop arguing, and stand firm in not arguing. It will be helpful in your approach, particularly in a struggling world. Then Paul writes, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. I know you really don't feel like rejoicing, but the Apostle Paul said rejoice, and he said it twice, and I think he means what he says. But look, the Apostle Paul didn't say be happy. He said rejoice. There are times we're just not happy with things that's going on, but we can still rejoice. So what does that mean? I believe this means to have so much confidence and faith in Jesus that it doesn't matter what's going on in our lives, we can still rejoice in Him. The Apostle Paul did this over and over and over again. He was stoned. He was left for dead. He was rejected by his people. It seemed like he was almost alone, yet he could still rejoice. Maybe not happy at the moment, but he could still rejoice in his confidence in the Lord. And for us, that means rejoice, even if your health falls apart. We can all think of people who held on to their faith and their joy, even though their body was falling apart. We can trust God, even when our health falls away. Then I believe Paul means for us to rejoice in the Lord, even though our finances crash and burn. Well, we wonder, how is it possible to rejoice in the Lord when we're flat broke? Well, the Apostle Paul knew how to do that. He said he knew how to survive with a lot of money. He said he knew how to survive when going hungry. He's simply telling us to do the things that he had already experienced, and he was able to rejoice in the Lord regardless of his finances. Listen, God did promise to meet our needs according to his riches and glory. Do we actually believe that? Then I believe Paul meant for us to rejoice in the Lord even if the family disintegrates. This may be hard, but God tells us to, that we're not the only ones in the world going through this. And he said, I think he means that there's even others that's going through this right now, and they also need help. And he has promised to always give us a way of escape to get through the struggles and the temptation. We've just got to look for it. We've got to believe this to be able to give people hope in difficult times. Our faith in Jesus is our strength. Our hope in Jesus is what will lift us up even when we're being torn down. He, Jesus, will provide a way of escape. Listen, you and I have to trust Him before we can encourage others. Then we must share our hope to those who are hurting in a gentle way. This one might be difficult as well. Let that sink in. Paul said, let your gentleness and your reasonableness, your kindness be known to everyone. Think about that. Gentleness, reasonableness, and kindness. Remember, this is something that we're supposed to stand firm in. We're supposed to be gentle to every single person. How are we going with that? Then Paul says, the Lord is at hand. A lot of people think, well, maybe his presence here is here. But no, I believe the Apostle Paul is talking about his soon anticipated return. I believe if we actually believe that Jesus would soon arrive, it would cause all conflict to stop. It would cause every one of us to be totally obsessed with Jesus because we knew he was coming just around the corner. Believing that Jesus will soon return will cause us to approach others with gentleness and concern, because Jesus might show up right in the middle of it. And if he did, we would want him to find us acting like him. Don't you think so? Then the Apostle Paul says something that just might be hard. Look at verse number 6. Do not be anxious about anything. Yeah, right. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. First of all, if you and I have a quiet, strong confidence in Jesus, then we should be able to stop worrying so much. I wished I could do that. I'm just honest with you. I'm a worrywart. We should stop getting worked up about tomorrow's new news. And if we're calm and relaxed throughout the day, somebody just might come up and say, what drug are you on? Well, we can tell them the drug is Jesus and show them how to find him. So what do we do instead of getting worked up? The Apostle Paul told us what to do. First, tell God about everything that's going on. I mean, everything that's going on. Secondly, thank him for the answer even before you know the answer. Be grateful. That's called trusting in God, listening. If we trust Jesus enough to just give him our confidence, even before we see an answer, that's real faith. Ladies and gentlemen, our community needs to see someone who actually believes what they say they believe. Then Paul gives us a great promise. If we rejoice in the Lord regardless of circumstances, if we treat everyone with kindness and gentleness, if we take everything to God in prayer, if we praise him before we get a response, then, verse number 7, the peace of God which passes all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful promise, and who wouldn't want the supernatural peace of God in their lives? So I believe that if we can have the peace that no one can explain or understand, then we can help others around us who are struggling. But we've got to have that peace that God gives us. Our world, our culture, our friends and our neighbors needs to see and hear that from you and me. Again, everyone wants to see a Christian who lives what they claim that they believe. So if we experience God's supernatural peace, then people who are broken, well, I believe they'll want to hear what we have to say, because we'll be so different from everybody else. When we address adversity, we come at it peacefully. When we're going through a struggle, we hold on to something stronger than ourselves. Folks, that's what makes a difference in the lives of people as they see that lived out in person. God, give us your supernatural peace so we can share it with the people around us. Folks, that's exactly what people want to see from you and me. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to share some kind of challenging scriptures from the Apostle Paul. Yes, there are a lot of people struggling today. They just don't understand. They're struggling to get through the circumstances that we have. So, Father, help us as Christians, those of us who can have peace, those of us that have the assurance of eternity, those of us that have the Holy Spirit living inside of us, help us to be able to share and say something to encourage those around us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.